When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Dude, dog, Illuminator. Damage.
It's the Lou Gallo on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gallo. Loogie. The Mets will still have a successful homestand. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. That's right. The Mets will still have a successful homestand. You lose a series to the A's. It happens. Positive Tommy has been telling you all year long. Bad teams beat good teams. Happens all the time. Bad teams win series. Happens all the time. I like to look at things positively. And after the Mets got mocked a couple nights ago by what's-his-face, and he did the OMG celebration, the offense has responded in the last two games. The bats have woken up. They scored a lot of runs. Here's another positive. Two. Count it. One, two. Two games back of the Braves. The Braves lost today 6-0 to the Giants, and I don't think the Braves are good. In fact, I don't think they're good at all. They have a ton of injuries, and that's essentially who the Mets are competing for that last wild card spot. Here's another positive. The season is full of ups and downs. Every team has gone through it. Name a team. Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, Mets, Cleveland, Houston. They've all had their ups and downs. How about Arizona and San Diego right now that are red hot? Are they both going to continue to be red hot? No, because baseball is up and down. That is what the season has been. The Mets right now are on a little bit of a downslide. They're on a little bit of a snag, and it's a small bump in the road. They will overcome it. They will have a successful homestand. The season is not over. It is far from over. And for those of you that remember, and let's go back in time, shall we? Memorial Day weekend, when everything seemed lost, and the owner of the team was tweeting, basically thanking all the Mets fans for their service because things were so rough, one voice on this station said, the season is not over. The season is far from over. The Mets are spunky, and they will be in the mix come August and September. Fast forward to August, are the Mets in the mix? You're damn right they are. You're damn right they are. And I've banged the drum of positivity all season long. So when it was the darkest, because I think people forget this, and I have to be here to remind you of this, when they were at their darkest moment, only one light was shining bright. And I told you, take a deep breath. The season is far from over. And here we are. And many of you believe that this is their darkest moment, forgetting how bad it was early in the year. They got off to the rough start to start the season, 0-5, 0-6, whatever it was. Then they had that horrible stretch. Remember, Jorge Lopez threw his glove into the stands, and then along came Grimace, and then along came all the other fads, and they were the best team in baseball in June. Now we forget that. Because they lost the series to the A's. All teams go through this. Everyone's gone through this. The Mets went a long stretch not going through this. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. That's what I would say to you. Certain things got to be tightened up a little bit. Absolutely. 888-808-1019. And I've been called a lot of things this week. And I'm here to, clear the record. I've been called delusional, Tommy. I'm not delusional. I'm being positive, which is what I've been over the last couple months. It's just when things are going well, everybody loves positive, Tommy. And then when things go bad, I get called delusional, Tommy. People want to drink the tears, or they want to blame me, or they don't want to hear from me. I will be here positively in the good times and the bad times and ride the wave because, again, two games out of a wild card spot with a ton of baseball left, and they will have a successful homestand. That's number one. Number two, I've been called, and this I really will fight, I've been called a liar. One thing is for certain, I'm not a liar. I will not lie to you. Will I view the positives? Will I try to uplift a fan base that's been sold, sandwiches throughout the years of how bad the team is, and oh, this is the Mets. More on that in a little bit. And they're LOL Mets, and they'll always fail because most of you out there have that mentality and want to continue that mentality. I no longer will have that mentality. When the season ends, how it ends, when it ends, we will have a discussion. But I will remain positive because I think positive things are here and they are on the horizon. And I no longer will live negatively. You brush it off, you move on. Not saying you can't complain, not saying you can't be frustrated, not even saying you can't be mad. But I choose to be positive, to give you guys a positive message. What sense does it make for us to sit here and just cry and say in this, seasons are not lost in mid-August. They are not lost when you're two games back. Just like they're not won in June, I'll be fair. They were the best baseball team in June, though. And how many teams around the league can say they were the best team in June? I told you not to make any vacation plans in October because the Mets will be playing baseball. I stand by that. I stand by everything I've said all year long. I stand by defending Lindor. I stand by, not that he needs it anymore, but he needed it at the time. I stand by defending Pete Alonso. He needs it. So I stand by him as well. I stand by Mendy. I stand by this ball club because they have given us a lot of fun memories and they've given us a lot of fun moments. And there are more to come. There are more to come. Because if you want to say they're gutless, they have no heart, they have no pride, I saw a team respond the last couple days and score runs after they were mocked by what's-his-face with the OMG celebration. They didn't get it done today. Happens. They will bounce back. Just like they've bounced back all year long. If you want to give up when they're two out, that's your business. But I think you're making the wrong decision. And I think a lot of it has to do with the negativity that has poisoned this fan base. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that many of you feel guilty for being a Met fan. And I was like that. So I totally understand that. I'm not here to mock. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to tell you that when I woke up and decided to become Positive Tommy, it has been a very enjoyable time. So I am here to convert. And in the darkest of moments is when you need me the most. And for many of you, you think this is the darkest of moments. It's not, by the way. Do we remember April? Do we remember May? Do we remember Memorial Day weekend? When many thought the season was already over, those were the darkest. I stood with you then. We dug out of the hole, whether it be Grimace, whether it be the Rally Pimp, whether it be Seymour Wiener, whether it be OMG. Of course, Positive Tommy has been, those were fads. Positive Tommy has been the consistent, and I will remain the consistent. And I will bang the drum. Two games out, guys. Two games out. Series with the Marlins. Then the Orioles. Let's start with there. Let's not look further than that. Let's stick with the homestand. Because we went into the homestand with certain expectations. We laid it out for you on Evan and Tiki. We gave you a record. They are still within reach of that record at home. But the bottom line is two out. That's it. It's two out. And you say, well, because we talked about this yesterday. Tiki had mentioned, well, you don't want to... Oh, I'm sorry, this was Tuesday. I was off yesterday. Tuesday, Tiki mentioned about backing into the postseason. To quote a great philosopher, Juvenile, back that ass up. I don't care if they back their ass into October. Don't care. Get there and see what happens. That's it. There are no points. There are no bonus points. There are no extra things. Yeah, you get a banner, whatever, for winning the division or 100 games. Just get there. And they're still alive and well. And the offense has woken up. And the bullpen, overall, I think, been better. Remember how bad it was? It's been better. Absolutely. And I told you that was going to happen. There's a couple things that need to be tightened up. You don't need me to tell you what they are. And it will get better. Because we've seen it. And we will see it again. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Matt is in Connecticut. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Lugie.
Yo.
What's up, bud?
Yeah, what's happening?
Listen, bud, I think you're getting in over your head over here with this Positive Tommy talk.
How so?
I think it's backfiring on you.
How is it backfiring?
Well, I heard you earlier today with Tiki and Sean.
Yep.
That they were going to win.
Yep.
They were down 6-7.
Yeah, I always believe they're going to win. I'm just not always on the radio during a game.
You got to understand.
What? What do I have to understand?
Your positive talk where... Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the Nets.
First off, Matt, how many Yankee games have you been to this year? Because you're a Yankee fan. So let's start with that. You're in Yankee country in Connecticut. So just say you're a Yankee fan first.
Not one.
How many? Are you a Yankee fan?
Yes.
Okay. I sniffed that one out. See, you're a Yankee fan
Don't
that
hang
doesn't
up
like
on
the.
Me because I'm a Yankee fan.
I'm not going to hang up on you, but I think it's important for the context. Not always, but I think in this spot, it's important for the context.
No, Lugie, listen.
You don't want to hear the positivity from the Met fans because you want to hear this today. Damn it. Wow, they stink. Blah, blah, blah. That's what you want. You want tears.
I love watching the Mets. I love watching the Yankees.
Okay.
But I think you're getting in over your head with this positivity thing, saying they're going to win the series. They're going to win
Matt. They went into the year. Most people thought they were punting. Most people thought they were dead. Most people thought they'd be horrible. So was I in over my head? Was I in over my head in May when I said the season wasn't over when they were 10 or 11, whatever it was, games under 5?
No, you weren't.
Okay.
No, you weren't.
So why am I now? Why now am I like that?
You're right. I just think you're stepping in. I think, honestly, I think they're going down a little bit. Coming up recent games here, the last couple games. I think you're going to step in over your head if you keep saying positivity. Tommy, I understand you're positive, which nobody has any problem with that.
Okay.
But I think it might bite you in your ass if I keep saying that. You know, that's all. I just want to stick up for you, Lugie.
I feel you, bro, and I appreciate the back and forth. But I would say that this is the most important time to be positive. Anybody could ride the wave. Anybody could take credit. It's when people start to think and people start to doubt you and the team that I think you need to step up and you need to have that voice and you need to shout it louder. So no, I don't think I'm stepping in it. I don't think I'm being bit in the ass. I just think this is the way the baseball season goes. And I laid it out for you. Look at every single team, except for the bottom feeders, but even they've had nice runs. I think the Rockies or some had a big winning streak early in the year, if I recall. So all the teams go through it. Mets are going through it right now. They are, absolutely. And I stand by, I thought it was a good road trip. And I thought, because they were half a game out or whatever it was for Atlanta, because that to me is the key number. Because they will play better baseball. We've seen it. There's no reason to believe that they won't. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. John's in Staten Island. What's up, Johnny?
Hello, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. I'm very happy that the Atlanta Braves lost.
Yes,
and I have two quick points because I, like you, are very positive. I have two weird questions. One has nothing to do with baseball. Mm-hmm. I think it's very weird that I work as an actor. So on Variety, Nick Cage is going to play John Madden. That blows my mind today.
Really?
With an Oscar-winning director. Yeah, on Variety, David O. Russell is going to direct Nick Cage as John Madden. And the other thing that I was going to say is, I think we both have to become negative, and I'll tell you why. Everything that's important in life, you want the result to be negative. You take a blood test, you want it to be negative.
Mm.
You take a pregnancy test, negative.
Drug test.
You take like an AIDS test, negative. Yeah. So we should all be negative for the Mets, and then I feel that they will reach their potential, and I think we have to switch it around now and go negative. That's it.
John, I hear you on that, but I've been negative my entire life, and that was really the start of this, is that I've been a negative Met fan, really have. I mean, I wouldn't want them in around me. I was brutal, and I was always, you know, sort of kicking the can and complaining. And I've come on the radio and say, the Mets ran up a tab in my life and they'll never pay it off. You want to listen to that all day? Why? So I hear you, but I'm not going to go down that route. Been down that route. Didn't work. Positive route, I think, is the better way to go. I hear you. You made some good points. You brought up some good examples. But I think it's important to provide levity with jokes, humor, the whole deal. And we'll get into a little bit of that here in a second or so. Positivity, absolutely. By the way, if you want to call up, you want to be negative, I have no issue with that. You're allowed to feel and react the way you ever want to react. But I'm also allowed to feel the way I want to react. And I think it's important to sort of preach that positive mentality, especially when the season has still got a month and a half left and they're two games out. And we'll see how things go. I remain positive. I remain that this is a postseason team. I have said that for months, it feels like, and I will continue to say that. What would that make me if I turned around now and said, oh, yeah, they're dead. They're out. All that stuff I said, nah, I didn't mean any of it. I'm on this. I'm a liar. I'm a delusional. They're two games out. For me, you know, I'm Billy Zane in Titanic. I have a child, so I get my rich ass off the boat. Not going to do that. Not going to do that. That is not happening. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Chris in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How you doing?
Number one, the increased workload for you. I've loved it. And the positivity is a breath of fresh air because most fans on the radio, as a host, it's usually negative.
Well, you know what, Chris? Here's what I would say. If you watch the news, they don't start with the guy saved the kitty cat from the tree, right? If you watch the news, you're basically like, holy crap, I better never go on a Subway the rest of my life. So negativity sells, I get that. Negativity is always first, I get that. Sort of fear-mongering, 100%. That's why people tune into basically cable news every night, like at sports teams. And I understand the negativity stuff, and I've been negative. And I just try to spin it in a positive way because there is positive things. They're two games out. Like, what kind of mentality is that when they're two games out to sit there and be like, oh, they're screwed? And Chris, I'll let you finish. Because this is why people say what they say. You want to bring up baseball stuff, we can have that conversation. You want to bring up Pete not hitting with runners in scoring position? Sure. If you want to bring up Francisco Alvarez not being able to hit off-speed pitches? Sure. You want to bring up the Senga injury? Sure. You want to bring up all that stuff? Fine. What I will not stand for, what I'm not listening to is, this is the Mets, this is what they've been, and this is what they will always will be. Enough! Enough!
I'm with you. I'm with you, as if two out of three against the A's would have been some world
of
a difference.
Well, then you would have heard, oh, so you beat a team moving to Sacramento. Chris, we know the game. We know the game. I know the game. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be on my watch. As long as I have a microphone, I will fight. I will fight against you know who. We know that they're out and they're ready to go and they want to pounce. And I will fight against the negativity. Because what the hell? Oh, so the Jets are never going to win. The Mets are never going to win. I'm saying it. The Knicks are never going to win. No. There's no jinxes. There's no mushes. There's no boogeyman. And it doesn't mean because the history is a certain thing that it'll be like that forever. I'm sorry. So that enough. And if people want to spew that, fine. That's their prerogative. We all have entitled to our opinions. And we all have shows. And we all have a platform. And we could all phrase it, say it, spin it, whatever word you want to use, up to the people involved. But I think looking at it positively is the way I have chosen. I know that. I have chosen that way. And I will continue to do so. Now, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie here on the Lugauer. Another reason why I am positive and remain positive, and we talked about it all year long, whether it be Grimace, whether it be the Rally Pimp, whether it be OMG, whatever the case may be, something for the fans to get behind. Well, today, the final Infinity Stone was captured. And I'm talking about, of course, the Hawk Tua girl. The female Lugie. She threw out the first pitch today. And even though we blew the game, I think that the Hawk Tua girl, the final Infinity Stone, the female Lugie, completes the set, the final piece, and this will spark the Mets to go on a winning streak, to have a successful homestand, and it is exactly what the negative people out there needed. The other thing is, I talked about this all year, the No Fun Police. And the reason I call people the No Fun Police is because I know a lot of you exist, and I know a lot of you maybe sometimes sit in silence or you're vocal about it. I mean, how many people have a problem with this? All right, first of all, look, if you are truly offended by the Hawk Tua girl, that's your prerogative, and you can feel that way. But this idea that people like, you know, all right, she made a joke. I won't say what the joke is, and if you have kids, tell them not to look it up. She made a joke, and she got rich. Much like, I don't know, Tommy DeVito, the Hawk Tua girl. People don't like, because we live in a jealous society, people getting rich and famous off something that they don't believe they earned or have talent. I'm just going to call it like it is. And if you don't like it, tough. Because that's what it is. Oh, why is she famous? Why is she rich? She made a joke. And the internet now is a powerful thing. And you can become rich and famous and a sensation because of the internet. That's it. And that's all it is. And she's capitalizing on it. Just like people that have done reality TV for decades have done. Just like most people done. You do it too. If you made a joke and you got viral, you'd throw out a first pitch, you'd make appearances, and you would capitalize on it. I've no issue with it. And of course, Loogie and the female Loogie, Octua, are not going anywhere. So deal with it. Have a little fun. My God, the no fun police. Ugh, belly aching. Can we have a little fun? Can we have a little enjoyment? Can we remember what it's like? I sat there watching Howard Stern every night of my life. It's just, have a little fun, guys. Everybody take a deep breath and relax. One has nothing to do with the other. And if you want to have a little fun with it, have fun with it. I choose to embrace stuff like this because it's fun. It gets the fan base going. I won't say who, but I heard from a Yankee fan today that wishes the Hawk to a girl throughout the first pitch and wishes Grimace throughout the first pitch. So there'd be a little fun. Nothing wrong with that. So I will always be here to silence the no fun police. All right, that'll do it for me. The Mets aren't going anywhere. The season's not over. Keith McPherson comes your way next. Evan Tiki Javits Center tomorrow, too. Radio 101.9 FM.